Happy Wednesday, guys. So I think I've told you guys about this group of women before. They're called She Reads Truth. I really love their mission and what they stand for. And every other day, I think I get an email of a devotional from them. And so I'm going to be reading that today because I really liked it. So the devotional is about Judas. And I'm going to be reading, I think, 6 or 7 scripture passages first. And then I'll read the devotional, which will make more sense. But the first passage we're going to be looking at is Matthew chapter 10, verses 1 through 4. And it says, Jesus called his 12 followers together. He gave them power to drive out evil spirits and to heal every kind of disease and sickness. These are the names of the 12 apostles: Simon, also called Peter, and his brother Andrew, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew, the tax collector, James, son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus, Simon the Zealot, and Judas Iscariot. Judas is the one who turned against Jesus. Next, we're going to be looking at Luke chapter 22, verses 1 through 6. And it says, it was almost time for the Jewish feast of unleavened bread, called the Passover feast. The leading priests and teachers of the law were trying to find a way to kill Jesus, but they were afraid of the people. One of Jesus' apostles was named Judas Iscariot. Satan entered Judas, and he went to the leading priests and some of the soldiers who guarded the temple. He talked to them about a way to give Jesus to them. They were pleased and promised to give Judas money. Judas agreed, then he waited for the best time to turn Jesus over to them without the crowd knowing it. Okay, now we're going to go back to Matthew, and we're going to be reading chapter 26, verse 17 through 25. And it says, on the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the followers came to Jesus. They said, we will prepare everything for you to eat the Passover feast. Where do you want to have the feast? Jesus answered, go into the city to a certain man. Tell him that the teacher says, the chosen time is near. I will have the Passover feast with my followers at your house. The followers did what Jesus told them to do, and they prepared the Passover feast. In the evening, Jesus was sitting at the table with his 12 followers. They were all eating. Then Jesus said, I tell you the truth, one of you 12 will turn against me. This made the followers very sad. Each one said to Jesus, surely, Lord, I am not the one who will turn against you, am I? Jesus answered, the man who has dipped his hand with me into the bowl is the one who will turn against me. The Son of Man will die. The scripture says this will happen. But how terrible it will be for the person who gives the Son of Man to be killed. It would be better for him if he had never been born. Then Judas said to Jesus, teacher, surely I am not the one, am I? Jesus answered, yes, it is you. Now we're going to go to John chapter 13, verses 2 through 29. One second. And it says, Jesus and his followers were at the evening meal. The devil had already persuaded Judas Iscariot to turn against Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had given him power over everything. He also knew that he had come from God and was going back to God. So during the meal, Jesus stood up and took off his outer clothing. Taking a towel, he wrapped it around his waist. Then he poured water into a bowl and began to wash the followers' feet. He dried them with a towel that was wrapped around him. Jesus came to Simon Peter. But Peter said to Jesus, Lord, are you going to wash my feet? Jesus answered, you don't understand what I am doing now, but you will understand later. Peter said, no, you will never wash my feet. Jesus answered, if I don't wash your feet, then you are not one of my people. Simon Peter answered, Lord, after you wash my feet, wash my hands and my head too. Jesus said, after a person has had a bath, his whole body is clean. He needs only to wash his feet. And you men are clean, but not all of you. Jesus knew who would turn against him. That is why Jesus said, not all of you are clean. When he had finished washing their feet, he put on his clothes and sat down again. Jesus asked, do you understand what I have just done for you? You call me teacher and Lord, and this is right because that is what I am. I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, so you also should wash each other's feet. I did this as an example for you, so you should So you should do as I have done for you. I tell you the truth, a servant is not greater than his master. A messenger is not greater than the one who sent him. If you know these things, you will be happy if you do them. I am not talking about all of you. I know those I have chosen. But the scripture said this must happen. The man who ate at my table has now turned against me. I am telling you this now before it happens. Then when it happens, you will believe that I am he. I tell you the truth, whoever accepts anyone I send also accepts me. And whoever accepts me also accepts the one who sent me. Now we'll be reading Matthew, chapter 26, verses 47 through 50. It says, while Jesus was still speaking, Judas came up. Judas was one of the 12 followers. He had many people with him. They had been sent from the leading priests and the elders of the people. They carried swords and clubs. Judas had planned to give them a signal. He had said, the man I kiss is Jesus. Arrest him. At once, Jesus went to Jesus and said, greetings, teacher. Then Judas kissed him. Jesus answered, friend, do the thing you came to do. Then the men came and grabbed Jesus and arrested him. Next, I'm going to read Matthew 27, verses 3 through 10. Judas saw that they had decided to kill Jesus. Judas was the one who gave Jesus to his enemies. When Judas saw what happened, he was very sorry for what he had done. So he took the 30 silver coins back to the priests and the leaders. Judas said, I sinned. I gave you an innocent man to be killed. The leaders answered, what is that to us? That's your problem, not ours. So Judas threw the money into the temple. Then he went off and hanged himself. The leading priests picked up the silver coins in the temple. They said, our law does not allow us to keep this money with the temple money. This money has paid for a man's death. So they decided to use the coins to buy a field called Potter's Field. This field would be a place to bury strangers who died while visiting Jerusalem. That is why that field is still called the Field of Blood. So the thing came true that Jeremiah the prophet had said. They took 30 silver coins. That is how little the Israelites thought he was worth. They used those 30 silver coins to buy Potter's Field as the Lord commanded me. And lastly, I'm going to read Romans chapter 2, verses 5 through 8. And it says, but you are hard and stubborn and refuse to change. So you are making your own punishment greater and greater on the day God shows his anger. On that day, all people will see God's right judgments. God will reward or punish every person for what he has done. Some people live for God's glory, for honor, and for life that has no end. They live for those things by always continuing to do good. God will live forever to them. God will give life forever to them. But other people are selfish and refuse to follow truth. They follow evil. God will give them his punishment and anger. So that's all the scriptures we'll be reading. But next I am going to be reading the devotional. Have you ever been betrayed by someone you love? I know I have, and I've been on the other side too. Betrayal seems to be woven into the thread of humanity after the fall. We disappoint others and turn our backs on them, and they do the same to us. Oftentimes, apologies and reconciliation follow, but sometimes the cut is just too deep to heal with an ugly, nasty scar on the relationship. Judas and Jesus were friends. Judas was one of Jesus' 12 disciples, the group of men who traveled around with him as he taught and preached. These disciples had great responsibility. They were chosen by Jesus to be fishers of men, to be by his side as he worked to spread the good news. They were even with Jesus during his last days on earth. The story of Judas betraying Jesus is familiar to me. I heard it all the time growing up, particularly around Easter time while studying the crucifixion and resurrection of Jesus. wicked Judas betraying his teacher for 30 pieces of silver. There are a couple of things that prick my heart every time I read this story. The first is that Judas tells the chief priest that the one he kisses is the person to arrest. A kiss, a sign of affection, turned on its head and used for unspeakable means. And even more ridiculous is that in the midst of betrayal, Jesus called Judas friend. Jesus knew exactly what Judas was there to do. He even hinted at it during the Last Supper. Jesus knew he would be betrayed, and he knew Judas was going to do it. These two things, the kiss and the use of the word friend to describe Judas, communicate to the reader that Jesus was being betrayed by someone he'd been in relationship with. Jesus' disciples saw him in some of his darkest moments on earth. They were with him when he went to raise Lazarus from the dead, and when he ate his last meal. Friendship is an intimate, sacred thing, but in the end, Judas betrayed his friend. And when Judas led the chief priests and elders to Jesus, greeting him with a kiss and setting him to arrest into motion, that is how Jesus arrested him. "Friend," Jesus asked him, "why have you come?" Jesus knew exactly why Judas had come, yet he called Judas friend, perhaps giving him a chance to choose differently, to choose reconciliation instead of betrayal, though we may never really know. What we do know is that the character of Jesus does not change. And while you and I and all of humanity were still sinners and enemies of God, that is when Jesus died for us. He died for our reconciliation to God. He died to bring us into a right and lasting relationship with the Father so that we could be called friends of God.